I should be writing number 418. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And it's late, but I'm getting it done again, and I'm not outside. And I'm even using my desktop recording situation. So everything should be great, except for the fact that I'm hot and tired and cranky and don't have anything to talk about. I do have something to talk about. I was writing the first scene of my new book today, and I've written a couple of other scenes. It's not like word one on the book. I've written a couple of other things, but this was my opening scene. And I kept realizing that I had to ratchet up the tension. Like my novel Six Wakes, this was going to start with the discovery of a dead body, but it was going to be more of a cerebral study, not a, oh God, we could all die too. And once I realized that the threat was still there, the scene became a lot more interesting. And then I had to figure out my main two people and their relationship with each other. And I don't mean the fact that they're brother and sister. I mean, you know, their history together and how they view each other and how they would act. You know, you're going to act differently if your sibling is around you than if your spouse is around you, than if your friend is around you, or your neighbor, or that guy you dated in college who you're not sure why he's there, but he is. You're going to act a little bit different around all those people. And so as I'm writing this scene with, you know, threat and fear and blood, I also have to think about how these main characters are working together, or not working together, as the case may be. Do they trust each other? Do they fall into old habits of one of them leads and the other one follows? Or if the one who usually follows discovers something, do they step forward with it? Or are they so used to following they don't bring it up? Things like that. Got to think about all those things. Got about 500 words written. My goal was to keep posting on Instagram as I was writing. It's not working out as well as I hoped, but I'm still recording every work day, so that's good. You know, baby steps. Maybe next week we'll get on the Instagram wagon. I'm trying, man. But I'm still in this great big arm splint brace thing. And it's annoying. But at least my wrist doesn't hurt anymore. So, you know, little victories. But I'm basically just trying to figure out how people work together in times of stress. And it may be something that you're interested in writing about, or maybe that level of detail is not something you want to think about right now. And that's okay. You know, we all write different things at different points in the story. But eventually, on some edit pass, you're going to have to figure who these people are and who they are to each other. I learned about this when I was writing Book Burners with my team, the wonderful TV writer Margaret Dunlap, who worked on The Dark Crystal, which I'm very excited to see, only partly because I know Margaret and Margaret worked on it, but also because, you know, Dark Crystal. But Margaret had us writing every main character and how they each viewed the others on the team. And you know, it's not just like, this is my brother, I like him, and this is my sister, I like her. It's, this is my brother, I look up to him and I learn from him. This is my sister, I love her, but she's kind of irritating. I wish she'd step out on her own. You know, it's not everybody's going to have the same view. It's not going to be looking in a mirror. So that's what I've been thinking about today. Everybody's relationship to each other and how they react to stress. One of my favorite exercises for writers is write like a paragraph for each of your main characters where they're at a restaurant and a waiter spills a glass of water on them. And each person should have a distinct reaction that is true to the character you've built, and each one should be different. I've mentioned this before, but I'll bring it up again. If you want to get a sense of ensemble casts with really distinct voices, then I recommend Buffy the Vampire Slayer TV show and Sex and the City TV show. Both of them have their problems. Sex and the City's weird because I don't get that lifestyle and I disliked almost all the characters in some way or another. But as a writer learning about voice, you could pick any scrap of dialogue from Sex and the City if you've watched a couple of episodes and you know who's saying what. You know who's reacting in what way. So it's a good character study. But it is late and I want to get this up and delivered to you. So I am Mer. My website is merverse.com. If you want to ask me questions or bring up show ideas, mightymer@gmail.com, @mightymer on Twitter. And I'm going to get some sleep because tomorrow I should be writing and so should you. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be right.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.